Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We are absolutely outraged that he has been abducted from his home for speaking up for Palestinian liberation. As Jews, we understand what it means to experience fascism.
Jay Saber with Jewish Voice for Peace New York City says Columbia University activist Mahmoud Khalil has the right to First Amendment protections. 300 members of the group swarmed Trump Tower Thursday and were forcibly removed by police. Khalil is a Palestinian and a permanent U.S. resident married to an American citizen. He was arrested and taken to immigrant detention, but not charged with a crime. President Donald Trump's administration accuses him of anti-Semitic activity and supporting terrorism. Courts have repeatedly ruled that green card holders have the same free speech rights as natural-born citizens. The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to let it end birthright citizenship. Lower courts ruled the move unconstitutional, citing clear language in the 14th Amendment. Trump's special envoy of the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, has delivered a new proposal for building on the tenuous Gaza ceasefire, but he says Israel is not satisfied with what it's seeing from Hamas.
A starter is Hamas demilitarizing, not rearming, leaving all their arms on the ground, and leaving Gaza. That's the start.
In an overnight shift, the Senate's Democratic leader seems to be clearing the way for a spending stopgap to keep the government open. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says a shutdown would only empower Trump and Elon Musk, so enough Democrats will support 6 months of funding. Conservationists are suing Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency over mask firing of probationary federal workers and say the land agencies are not staffing up enough for fire season. Sierra Club's Gloria Smith says the firings are also having a devastating impact on visitor safety, wildlife protection, and proper maintenance of public lands in states like Arizona.
There's a lot of work that goes into making a park presentable and safe for the high season when millions and millions of people visit.
Meanwhile, a federal judge has ruled that six agencies must reinstate employees fired as part of Trump's federal workforce reduction plan, calling the terminations a sham and rejecting claims that the Office of Personnel Management was only issuing guidance to the agencies. In Ohio, Republican Governor Mike DeWine's administration is investing $30 million in regional child wellness campuses to support children with acute trauma. Angela Saucer with the Public Children's Services Association of Ohio praises the move.
We appreciate the governor's response to the ongoing crisis that leaves too many children without the services and appropriate placements necessary to address their complex needs.
I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.